Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Willie Dog Show. Get tuned to the best. We gotta lock it up, lock it up. Put your money up, money up. From New York to Miami, all the way to Mississippi too. Chuck G in the house, baby. Willie Dog on the mic too. Shouts out to Showtime, baby. Yeah. Introducing Willie Dog.
Okay, another day. We got a lot of things going on, and it might not take that long. I'm gonna step on a few toes today, but I'm gonna be the worst case scenario guy today. So y'all just follow along. You gotta pay attention today because we have a test at the end of the show. Tyke Man, your mic is open. Can you hear me? Just in case, Tyke Man, can you hear me? Well, he must not be paying attention. He must be on mute. Anyway, we got a storm brewing on here. Reason I say that Showtime, I'm gonna need to leave your mic open today just in case the computer go down because we got a big storm brewing over here. So with that being said, Showtime, do what you do best, my brother.
All right, just want to say good evening to all the fans of Racers. Let us all bow our heads. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me, the devil my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me.
He don't even open it there lately. He's just been opening for those
days. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, my brother. Okay, I gotta see if I can get Tyke Man. I know he Tyke Man, can you hear me? He just wanted to go. That was him outburst there. I need to leave Tyke Man mic open just in case the system go down. I need somebody to keep the show going. Showtime, you gonna have to do it. Tyke Man ain't paying attention today. But anyway, I gotta get this out of the way right quick. Yesterday on our Pro Stock Joe show, Chuck G came in and wanted to give a rest in peace out for a known drag racer, grudge racer, whatever, that passed away by the name of Willie Andrew Robinson III, better known as Big Willie. We kind of didn't give him the proper respect, in my opinion, because we didn't know who he was, and we kind of scanned over it. We really didn't, you know, we kind of scanned over it because we didn't know who it was. So, like my man Sean posted on the Grudge Racer today, and everybody got a chance to see who Big Willie was. Also, as soon as I stopped listening to the show, I went and Googled him up and found out who he was. He was a well-known street racer back down in born in New Orleans, down in, from the Los Angeles area there, and they used him to try to put a bond between the races and everything. In other words, he was a, sort of like a peacemaker. So, you know, the L.A. police and everything sponsored him over the drag strip and everything and all that, you know. So I said that to say this to him yesterday, I think, because we didn't know who he was, I don't think, in my opinion, we gave him the right, the proper respect. So if everybody would just take a silent pause, a silent prayer for the passing of Willie Andrew Robinson III, better known as Big Willie. Thank you for that moment of silence. I got quite a few things to cover today. I'm gonna play Devil Advocate, and guess what? I'm not gonna curse. Listen, I just gotta have to. So today I'm being a good guy. So I wanna start off. Let me see, can I get my sponsors out of the way right quick? Cause man, some people ain't gonna like me after today. I might brush across a few toes. And they might not like me after today, but like I said, ain't no defense against. We're gonna try to get it on right here. We
got you, dog. Get up, you.
Hey, Ernie, how you doing, my brother? You live on this ain't wild, man. This dog now. So if you said the wrong thing, I'm gonna have to come over here.
Big bad dog. Yeah, just get up on the porch and watch the race.
Hey, man, how you doing, brother? How you doing?
Doing fine. How's everything going? You going out in Texas?
No, I didn't make it out to Texas. We can talk about that later. We're talking about a company car right now. We ain't talking about Texas right now, my brother.
We've got some, started getting our supplies in. We've got the new nozzles. We're selling complete plumbing kits. That's the distribution blocks, nozzles, set of jets, everything you need. Use your solenoids, put them on an intake for $400.
Oh, man. All right. Is that the discount price, or did we get anything extra for mentioning some? If we mentioned somebody's show or something?
That's going to be the discount price. Everybody else is, I think the cheapest I've heard that anybody's selling them is wholesale is $450. Well, we're going to start putting everything out there wholesale. But on anything else, any other parts that anybody needs, all they got to do is mention your show, dog, and we immediately get 10% off of everything that they purchase.
All right, I appreciate it, Ernie. Tell everybody where you're located and your phone number, my brother.
Give us a call at 1-800-648-7687, 1-800-NITROUS. That way it's easy to remember. Give us a call. Little Mo out there at Mo's Peach Shop carries it in stock, and we can make sure he has anything he needs, and he can install it for you or do anything to race card you need.
All right, appreciate that. All right, Ernie, you got anything else you want to put out before we get you out of here, brother?
Oh, man, everything's looking good. I hope to be at the track Thursday night.
All right, then, have a good day, and we love you, my brother.
All right, babe, you have a good one.
Thanks, Sonny Wren over there. Also, we got my boys out there. The new doggone Extreme G-Body on the 28th there. My man Joe Fulton went out there to doggone Macon this weekend and did his thing down there with his old doggone nice-looking Mustang out there. That's Fulton Machine and Engines. That's Robert of Joe Fulton down in Glenville, Georgia. Like I said, old Joe Fulton, he did a hell of a driving job down there, and old Robert had to do a hell of a job getting that thing down the track. Those are two of the best guys you want to know in the racing industry right now. That's Fulton Machine and Engines. Robert or Joe Fulton, or Robert and Joe Fulton, down in Glenville, Georgia. 912-654-0330. Go down there and see the boys there. They'll take care of you. 10-4. All right. And not to mention, you know, boy, this man, Mo's Speed Shop, y'all know the deal. I don't even know why I have to say it. I need to get a recorder. Just put it on there. 706-414-6688. Got a little secret. Come July the 7th. They got that doggone something going on down there. I'll tell you a little bit more about that later. Little Mo might have a bat on his head, ladies and gentlemen. He said he's the baddest back half in the world. Well, we got something coming up in June to find out if he's the baddest. And also July the 7th, we got something coming up to see how bad he is. But right now, Mo Speed Shop, on top of all the grudge racers in the world right now. I mean, what can I say? Fastest back half in the world. If you don't believe it, give him a call and challenge him out. Otherwise, give him a call and see if he can help you get out of the track. That's Mo Speed Shop, 706-414-6688. Okay, with my sponsors out the way, Showtime.
Yes, sir.
How you doing now, brother? We finna get into the program here. What I'm going to do first, I'm going to go on and get, let me see how I want to do this thing. No, I got an editorial first I got to put out before I get into the show. Before I start doing anything else, I got my sponsors out the way. This is what I want to put out. This is my editorial. At least that's what Wild Man called it. I don't know what, you know, I looked it up. It didn't make no sense to me. But anyway, you know, when the first three major shows come out, that was Wild Man, Pro Stock Joe, and myself, our shows. You know, I came up with the little thing when we was on, I'm going to say, more happier times. I said Wild Man had the Holy Ghost show, which we rated it PG. We said Pro Stock Joe had the X-rated show. And then we said my show was the Triple X. You can get buck naked here. Anyway, as time has passed and everything, as you know, Wild Man, you said, I don't do no Jerry Springer show. So I took a little offense to that because I figured he was talking about me. So me and Wild Man had a talk, and I don't hear him say it no more. All right, as time goes on, I hear my main man, Pro Stock Joe, the other night on the show, he said, I don't do a Jerry Springer show. All right, I'm getting a little mad about that. Because I figured he was talking about me, too. If you don't do a Jerry Springer show, let me tell y'all one something. If you don't do a Jerry Springer show, you ain't got no show whoop of shit. If you put them all together, put all our shows together in the number of years, and see, they won't add up to how long Jerry Springer been on TV. And guess what? He's still on there twice a day. So this is Jerry Springer stuff, I don't want to hear no more about no Jerry Springer show. Because every show I done heard in the last 2 weeks had more MFs. I said I ain't going to curse, but I'm finna tell you. More motherfuckers, more fuck yous, and more bitches, and more mother, all that. So I don't want to hear nothing more about no Jerry Springer show. I don't want to hear it no more from none of us. Because we all got Jerry Springer shows. My point I'm trying to make is, you don't change the rule. One day you want to be a PG show, then half of the show you want to be X-rated, another half you want to be triple X. If you're going to be, we grudge, this is a grudge talk show. Grudge talk. I ain't heard nobody out there since I've been grudging, including the good guys, that didn't curse. We even got Wild Man, so man, last week he was cursing. So I don't want to hear that shit about no Jerry Springer shit. Let that shit die. Otherwise, you got a personal problem with me. I don't appreciate it, because I think you're talking about my show. Don't hate, appreciate. With that being said, Wild Man said his show was on information. Pro Stock Joe, well, you know, he got a variety of stuff. He do a whole lot of stuff. I can't fault him for that. He do a decent job on it. Do a good job. My show, I always said when I first come on, was about the truth and knowledge. My main topic today is going to be on knowledge or information. Which is which and what is what and what's better for the race game. Everything I do today is going to be dealing towards knowledge or information. Which one is best, or is it the same? Anyway, as the show progresses, remember that. Knowledge or information. Okay, with that being said, now I reckon I can get on into my show. Showtime, I'm thankful for holding on there, but how you doing, brother?
Hey, hanging in there, man. Hanging in there.
Okay, before we get into today, like I said, I'm finna throw out a whole bunch of stuff that I heard a bunch of the other shows do, and what they do, they throw the stuff out there. And then when somebody seems to be getting offended, they just laugh it off and keep going with no resolution. So I'm going to start off. I had a talk with a couple of guys out in Texas today, and they still out there bashing the promoters. They're bashing the track. They're bashing everybody they can because they're not knowledgeable about the doggone grudge game. What I mean by that is they all out there saying that Tony Boss Bynes should have paid the park out money to the guy that was in the staging. Okay. This is where the knowledge, if you knew about knowledge, and somebody should have straightened them out there at the time, and Tracy did do it out there because I think he was a DP man. If you lock a race up, and you don't put a time when you got the race, you got all the way until the track's supposed to close on its normal hours. Now, if it started raining, or if the doggone earthquake come up or something, and they got to close the track earlier, and y'all haven't raced, well, you don't get no park out money. Don't care how long you was in the staging, because you had no time on the race. So basically what I'm saying, the race between Tony Boss Bynes and Javier out there at Texas this week, Tony didn't put no time limit on the race, neither did him. Irregardless of when he was ready to race, irregardless when Tony said he was going to race him, Tony had until the track closed on the official time to race him. Now, if the track closed other than the official time, that was not in Tony's hands, so Tony does not owe any punk out money on that. In other words, the track closed because they had a wreck and there was too much to do out there, and it closed before time. So in that instance, the guys out in Texas are still mad. They cussing Tracy out there. They cussing everybody out. And Alicat went and did some stuff that I read on the board, that I read this on the net now, that he shouldn't have did because he sent a bad precedent. He paid the guy the punk out money. Well, it came out of his pocket, but he sent a bad precedent. Because what that's going to do is, any racer that feels like he got a problem, or he lost some money, or he should get some money, well, he's going to be running to the track now, or the promoters, to try to get his money back. So that's a bad precedent to set, Alicat. You shouldn't have did that. Now, you can tell me to kiss your red, but I'm just putting it out there the way it is, and I always stand by. My man, tell it like it is, sir. There is no defense against the truth. All right. With that being said, Showtime, we finna... First, before I get into your rectum, I say I'm not cussing today. Listen, y'all make me cuss. We're going to upcoming events. I hear you got an upcoming event out there. You want to tell us about your upcoming event? All I want you to do is tell me about your event. Anybody that's got an event coming up, press the 1 button and I'll let you tell about your event that's coming up this week or the next week or whatever. So Showtime, it's on you, my brother.
We got a June the 2nd, we got a Outlaw Stock Suspension Big Block. Outlaw Stock Suspension Small Block, and we have a 7-0 shootout right along with the 460 Sportsman shootout. That would be June the 2nd.
Okay, where is it going to be at, my brother?
It's going to be in U.S. 19, Albany, Georgia.
Okay, the U.S. 19. I want you to hold that and put an asterisk by that because I got to come back to you on that U.S. 19, Albany, Georgia. So let me go to the lines and see, can I find, I know William Brown or somebody should have been out. I think they got a big, let me see what I got in. Let me see. 336-6439, what's on your mind? 336-6439.
Just listening, dog.
Okay, appreciate it. Hey, this sounds like the ruler. This the ruler?
Yeah.
Herb, that you?
Yeah.
All right, brother. All right, Herb, press the one button, Herb, and take your hand down, Herb. All right, let me see. I need to find William Brown here. I think it's William Brown here. 757-6775. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's going on, dog?
How you doing, my brother?
All right, how about yourself? I'd like to let everybody know, this coming this Saturday, down at Outer Banks Speedway, Creswell, North Carolina, we're having a downtown Brown shakedown. Got true 10-5 class, no W's, no full chassis cars. Got an open bracket race that 100% payback, $40 entry fee, car and driver. And if we got 25 or more cars, me and my dad are going to put up an extra $1,000 on top of the pot. For that true 10-5 class, there's a $50 interest fee, $2,000 to the winner. And we also got some grudge races, some local guys locked in. They was calling in today. I haven't got all the names and everything written down with me, but some local guys, small tire action, they got some stuff locked in. We're going to have a good pig picking. We got two pigs that we're going to put on the burner, and it's free until it's all gone. Got the bounce house for the kids, have them something to do, and we're just going to have a good old time down there and enjoy some racing.
Okay, when is it going to be at and when, and what time the gates open?
10 o'clock, gates open at 10 a.m. Racing going to start right around 1 o'clock. And it's going to be an Outer Banks Speedway down in Creswell, North Carolina.
What the weather forecast look like down there for this week?
It was a little shaky during the early of the week, but right now it's looking like more like 10% chance of rain Saturday, and that's getting less and less every day as it gets closer.
Okay. Appreciate it, Mr. Brown. You got anything else you want to put out, my brother?
No, dog. Everything good. Y'all have a good show.
All right, appreciate it, my man. If you can hang on, you might want to hang around because I got some stuff to put out today that's going to rattle some toes, but it's all in the matter of making it better for races overall, though. So if you can hang around just in case, because you are a voice of authority sometime.
Okay, that's cool.
All righty. Let me see if I can find my man, Tyke Man, back here and see if he done got his phone off. Tyke Man, you out there?
Yeah, what's going on, Doc?
Okay, I had your mic. You know good and well when you called in, and your mic should have been on mute from the beginning now. I'm going to leave your mic open now just in case I get cut off or something. I need you to keep the show running. So you know what to do then. So just stand by. And I am not going to curse today. But if it's
can I say something before you get started?
No. If it's a cursing situation, I want you to do the cursing for me. I'm not going to curse today. I'm going to try to be the good guy today. So go ahead and say what you want to say right quick.
Well, you know, as being a celebrity in this grudge racing game, I think it's someone you need to give an apology to.
You think I need to apologize to somebody?
Yes, I do.
Who I need to apologize to, my brother?
Who do you think you did? I'll let you.
Who that? Talk to me. I can't hear you.
I say, who do you think you disrespected?
I'm asking you. I don't think I disrespected nobody, but if you think I did, if you tell me who it is, I might go back and relook at it.
Wow, man.
Who? Wild Man?
Wild Man, yeah.
What did I say about Wild Man?
Well, you cursed him out. Called him the N-word. You
okay,
don't think that was disrespectful?
Okay, now, did I do that last week? Because you could have brought that up last week. Why are you just not bringing it up now?
Well, I want to give a chance to die down a little bit because you said
I don't think I disrespected him.
What I said, I meant it.
I'm not going to take it back. No, I meant what I said.
For real?
Yeah, I meant it. At the time, I meant it, and I ain't going to back up from that. I meant what I said then because, like I said, I felt disrespected just like he did. When he muted my mic, I felt disrespected. So I meant that. So I'm not taking that back. I meant
okay.
just every word I said, I meant it.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
That's it, buddy.
All right. Well, I understand what you're saying, though, but at the time, I felt disrespected, too.
Okay.
Now, we can come on and do a mutual apology. Otherwise, I'm not. But anyway, let me get this caller from Mississippi and see if he want to talk about this lockout. If he is, I still got to get the people that got racist first, though. Let me see if that's what he want, though. Hold on just a minute. 601-5009. Did you call me about this?
I blew it on my phone.
601-5009. Okay, maybe he didn't want nothing then. Maybe he didn't want nothing. I'm going to cut him off right quick. Let me see what's right here. 512-6983. What's on your mind? Okay, people, maybe they're just pressing the one button because they're happy. All righty. Okay, Showtime, I'm back at the queue. I don't see nobody else need to say nothing about this thing. I'm back at you. You ready, Showtime?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead and shoot it.
Okay, you told me you have an event. Oh, where's Eazy-E at? Is Eric Robinson on the phone? Is Eric Robinson on the phone? Eric Robinson, are you on the phone? All right, we can talk about his event when he get on the phone, whenever he get free, though. He might be tied up. I think he got some springs around him. But anyway, he got a big event coming up in June the 9th down in Macon, Georgia. I'm going to say that because that's my boy. But he got to still come on here and advertise his own show because he know what he got going on. I'm just part of it. I'm just part of it because I'm with him. But anyway, Showtime, you said you got an event going on June the 2nd down there, the first Grudge Mania shootout down there?
Yes, sir. The inaugural Grudge Mania shootout. No time shootout.
And where you say it's going to be at?
US 19, Albany, Georgia.
Oh, US 19. Why did that name sound familiar to me, brother?
Well, I mean, you know, of course, we all have been seeing a lot of negativity as far as, you know, the track and what have you. And,
okay. That's where I remember that name from. If I remember right, I could have sworn I heard you and Bobby Wildchild say that y'all was going to be there at US 19 and we're going to have that track cooking. Did I hear that last week?
Yes, you did. Yeah, you heard that.
Well, I just heard this here week that it went out there and it was a slip and slide again.
Well, that is true. That's true. It was a slip and slide. However, the track was prepped, but the track was not prepped properly. Okay, let's just put it that way. The track did come around later in the evening. A couple of cars were going down the pit side lane. They should have been alternating lanes as far as spectator lane. They should have been running cars down that lane too, putting rubber down. But that wasn't all the problem. I think the problem was, the chemistry, the mixture of the VHT versus the methanol, putting it down on the track is what, we encountered.
Uh-huh.
After I spoke to some of the people that were out there driving, professionally driving, people like Chris Klein, I spoke to him, and I spoke to Jack Class driver, too. Hank Hill, just talking to them guys about the track or whatever. But,
okay, Showtime. Tyke Man, you there? You need to make sure your phone stay open. Tyke Man. Okay, Tyke
yeah,
Man,
here,
you on the road. You kind of got noise in the background, Tyke Man. You can't talk.
Do you hear me? No.
Hello?
I had it on mute and I got Floyd on my phone.
Oh, okay.
I'm here, dog. You hear me,
though? Okay, what Showtime just said about the track, is that good info or is that knowledge? What should he should have known? Should he have had the info that the track was bad, or should he have had the knowledge to know what to do with the track?
Well, go ahead.
Now, let him answer first, Showtime. I'm going to get you back. I just want to get more inner reaction on this.
Right. Well, I'm going to give him a pass since he's just stepping into this position. But, damn it, you got to get it right, and you got to get it right fast.
Okay, Showtime.
Well, I mean, I understand what he's saying, but it's, There are various tracks out there that do have problems hooking, even NHRA tracks with cars. You see them pull up to the line, and they push lanes before they get ready to race. That's because that particular lane is not doing what they wanted to do. But
okay, Showtime, like I told you, today I'm throwing out some stuff. We ain't worried about what the NHRA doing. We worried about what y'all told us last week that y'all was going to get the track right.
Right.
Quit making excuses. That sounds like an excuse to me.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm just making a point, but you're right.
you know, what we need to do is we need to just, I mean, we did gain some knowledge, okay? As far as myself, I gained some knowledge as far as what I needed to do or what Bobby Wildchild or Tim Papert needed to do to get that thing lit.
It's going like it's supposed to do now. Every time you move it, it light up. That's how it's supposed to be.
Okay. I hear that background noise, Eric. I hear you back there talking now. Let's go now.
Right. Talking about every time it's supposed to light up and shit. Put it on mute, damn it.
Okay, showtime. Let me, since Eric got a show coming up, Tyke Man, get him on the phone, let him go on appetize his show, and then we can mute his ass. Oops. Easy.
Yeah,
Tyke Man, get him on the phone,
Tyke.
Yeah, go ahead. We hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm about to figure out why you couldn't.
You cut out. I can't hear you. He might be in a bad area. If he's in a bad area, he can't do it. Okay, so Showtime, basically what you're telling me, Showtime, y'all gonna get that track squared away for this June the 2nd event you have in there.
Yes, sir. I will be down there Thursday and on into the event to make sure that, you know, things are done properly, man. You know, I just want to make sure we get the mixture right and make sure that track is scraped properly. Not trying to take everything away from the track, but make sure that, you know, things are done right.
Okay. All right. You got anything else you want to say about US 19 for the track surface?
Well, I mean, I just want everybody to understand, man, that, you know, of course, this is like a trial and error, especially for myself, not making no excuses. Things should have been done, you know, a bit different than what they were done this past weekend. But, you know, it's a learning curve, man. And that's just something that, you know, we're going to have to deal with. We're going to have to eat that. And we understand, you know, the fans, we understand, you know, them being disgruntled about what happened. And that's just something that, you know, we're going to have to deal with. You know, it's just something that we need to straighten out.
Okay, we appreciate that. Now, Tyke Man. I think Tyke Man fell off. Tyke Man fell off. Tyke Man. Okay, I need to get Tyke Man back on there. I'm about to call Tyke Man. I got to get him back on there. I know all the phones must have messed up. So go ahead, just talk for a minute if you can, Showtime, for me, please.
Yeah, of course, man. But, you know, one thing again, man, like I said again, you know, after talking to them guys, man, and understanding the preparation it takes to get one of those tracks right, you definitely have to put some work in it. You got to make sure that you got to have your measurements right when you're spraying that stuff out there on the track. And there's a certain procedure you need to take when you're prepping those tracks. And, you know, those are some of the procedures we will follow. I mean, just, you know, trial and error, man. That's just what it is. And, you know, we did have a lane that was definitely hooking. The left lane, I mean, it was hooking too, but, you know, it needs some work, okay? There were cars getting down there, but we just needed more rubber on that particular lane that night as the evening went on.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. All right. Okay. Also, I told y'all today, I'm not trying to be nasty. I'm just bringing it out because it was brought out, and I had to, and I kind of felt it too. You know, they had an event down there this week. They had the Old Jacks down there this week, right?
Uh-huh.
They had the Old Jacks, Baldy, Wild Child, and all of them down there, and they appetized now. And I heard on the other show where somebody said the Old Jacks shouldn't have made no trip down the track because the track was kind of skittish. Okay. I know y'all ain't going to like me, but I got to tell it the way it is. The Old Jacks was featured in a show. They wasn't featured in a grudge race. They were featured in a show. They had a Top Sportsman 460 shootout. They had 8 cars on the fly. 2 of them we know wasn't going to be there, which is Shaw Dog and Dolomite. We know they wasn't going to be there, but my point I'm trying to, if you advertise a 460 Top Sportsman shootout, and they had Bobby Wildchild was there, I think the Old Jacks was there. They had Jack Flash there. And the fans didn't really see none of them races. Now, we said we wanted more fan participation, so if any fan want to come over and say something, which they might not have been in Albany, but I beg the difference, the Old Jacks, Bobby Childs, Jack Flash, or somebody should have did something just for them fans to see, because that was an advertised show. That was an advertised show, and I think that they should have raced some kind of way. if they had to just run them down there on horsepower. So that's my thought. Anybody that want to say anything about that, you can hit the one button and you can discuss that part of it. So hold on a minute. Let me see. I got Dolomite here. I know he's going to say what he got to say. Dolomite, go ahead. Dolomite, your mic open. Go ahead.
Okay, I got the phone on mute. I think I'm off mute now.
Y'all get that same excuse every time. You ain't got to get no excuse. Go ahead. You heard what I just said there. You can elaborate any way you want on my brother.
Right. Well, as far as, everybody already know that both of the lanes wasn't equal. So a couple of the guys that, had powerful cars. Take that phone off the hood. And powerful cars, you know, they didn't want to. I'm not making no excuses. They could have still raced, but I think if you look at both lanes being the way that they were, it might was a good idea. Nobody did go down side by side because when you're trying to race competitively with somebody's side, you sometimes you take unnecessary risks. I'm not saying it would have happened, but I'm saying it could have happened.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'm glad you said that. That's very well said, Dolomite. As a spectator, as a knowledgeable spectator, what you think, then, since you didn't see no racing like that, that was advertised on the flyer?
Well, you know, I was.
I just want to know what's from a spectator's point of view, not from what you know, just from what if you were sitting over there or standing over there in the stands and waiting to see that race, the 460 race.
Right. Spectators don't care about all that. They want to see people go down the track side by side where they can probably get their bets on it so they can enjoy the race, you know what I mean? That's why I believe if you're going to have a show, you got to have some type of class deal to give the fans something to see while these guys are trying to figure out what the hell they're going to do on the grid side.
Okay, Dolomite, I didn't know, said grudge but you. I go along with that, too, though. But as a fan, what did I see for my $20? You still ain't answered the question.
Well, but see, dog, that put me on the hot seat, and I don't want
to
go one way or another, but
the fans didn't see
shit as far as grudge.
Hey, well, if you just call a spade or something like that. That's what's wrong with today. That's what's wrong with the world today. People are too scared to call a spade. Otherwise, that's why we're going to keep doing the same dumb stuff and keep scamming people the same way. I ain't saying nobody's scamming, but I'm going to bring it out. Like I told you, and these my boys, Bobby Childs, Showtime, them, US 19, that's my track. But if I pay $20 to go see something, I want to see something.
That's true, dog. Ain't nobody arguing with that. That's 100% true. And the fans know that. They came to see a race. They came to see two guys go down the track side by side. You know what I mean? That's what they came to see. And they did not see that this weekend. You know? And part of it was track fault. And part of it was, it just didn't happen. Guys didn't get in their car and get out there and try to challenge each other. I don't even think too many people tried to even lock in. I mean, Bobby tried to lock in.
What you're missing, Stan, it was not billed as a grudge race. You keep trying to say we had the grudge. That was billed as a show. That's why I'm talking about it. If it had been a grudge race, I wouldn't be saying a damn word. But my point is, you advertised a show. I didn't see my show. And I'm sorry, I'm not beating up on nobody, but I'm going to bring it out, and maybe y'all will start doing better, and maybe as races we can do better. Because, go ahead, it was a show.
Hey, dog, is there any way we can get Bobby in on that line?
Yeah, Bobby just called me. Let me call him. Hold on a minute, dog. Go ahead and talk. I'll get Bobby on.
Okay, 941-2769. Go ahead.
Hey, dog, let me explain something to you. Showtime was there Friday when we came in Friday.
Yes, sir.
I knew he walked out to that racetrack, and I showed Showtime that the fucking all the stuff was down to that track. I immediately told Showtime Friday that I was going to load my car and go home.
Okay.
That's true.
So, okay, stop balling. So, as a fan, balling, what would you say as a fan, not as a racer, as a fan, what would you say should be done about that?
It should be, I actually think that actually, way that went down Saturday, if I were promoting that race, I would actually give the fan a free race.
Okay. Now, that's what I'm talking about. I ain't trying to say that's the right thing to do. I'm just trying to say you got to have some solution when you don't get the fans their money's worth. And from what I understand, the fans didn't get their money's worth. Now, maybe Bobby might say a difference. I don't know, but I'm talking to a man that was there.
Can I just real quick,
go ahead. You and Baller can carry on the conversation. Go ahead.
Baller absolutely right. I mean, he did take me out there and show me that. And however, I did go to one of the track officials that was out there running that lane. I told him, Baller, what did I tell him? He needs to take the car off the track. Did I not tell him that?
He let the car go back again.
And then I went to Bobby and told Bobby that car does not need to go back down that track again. And they went and supposedly talked to him and did what they needed to do. However, I don't know what happened. An hour later,
he was right back going down there around.
Okay, Baldy, just hold on, Baldy. I don't want you to go nowhere because you ain't scared to tell the truth, so don't go nowhere yet. I want to see what William Brown.
I'll be on the phone.
No, don't go nowhere, Baldy. William Brown, you still there? William Brown. I wanted William Brown because he's a racer, too. 229-2407. What's your take on this here?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
All right. This Sherrod out here, BMATAD21 with Sam Alexander crew.
Yeah. I'm glad you're on here. I'm glad. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I agree with you, dog. About the track. We can't race four six class. And, you know, it basically went number like two cars there. That was our car and another car. And,
car was there for the 460 class then, that just made it, okay, that was two cars. You had the old Jack there, you had Bobby Chives there, and you had Jack Flash there. They all was advertised to be in the 460 class.
And did nobody get in.
Don't get me wrong. Now, I ain't saying nobody should go out there and tear their cars. That ain't what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, though, when you advertise a show, you got to do something for the fans if your show does not go on.
You're right. And you know what? Ralph told Bobby that. He said, why don't you just get up a couple cars and just go try to do this class. You know, they burned all the gas, and, you know, I think they asked Bobby, you know, what they get for coming, you know, because they supposed to be in the 4-6 class and with no car there.
Okay. Baldy, could you get out of that lane?
I can get out on the right lane if I detune my car. And when you talk about running for money, you don't want to take 40% of your horsepower away.
Okay.
Me and Smoke had a kind of disagreement. I let them went out there on their own. And they immediately blew the tires away. They backed up, blew the tires away. How did it go to the start line? Then I walked back down and I made a suggestion. And we agreed with the suggestion that I made. And we got down the racetrack.
Uh-huh.
When I went to Sam Alexander, he had loaded his car up. I told Sam that I would lay hard on the money if he unloaded his car. He had a bunch of drunken people over there with him. And they told me to leave it alone. And
okay,
then,
well, that was good then. Well, Bobby, let me ask all y'all one thing about it. Would y'all consider if the track get better to give them another chance and everybody try to work together? Because I think Sam Alexander and all them trying to get together and not even try to improve the track. Because I heard Bebe said something about having a fundraiser to even help out to do that. Would y'all consider giving them another chance and try to get this thing right?
I would, dog, but I'm gonna bring something to you. I come back. They'll tell you they did a little bit of. I tried the tire so bad, I cracked the flywheel. I got my motor out the car right now because it shook so bad on one of them passes, it cracked the flywheel. But I will go back. I will go back because I owe the fans something.
Okay.
That's something I really don't worry about. But I will go back. And I did talk to Showtime. Me and him talked all day Friday. And we talked all day Saturday about the
okay.
Old Jack never had a problem.
Go ahead, Ball. How are you? Go ahead.
He had a problem.
Bobby, on the phone. Bobby, you on the phone?
So what
Bobby, on the phone.
What's going on? Yeah. Ball, go ahead. Ball, finish it, and then Ball can talk. Go ahead, Ball. Finish up.
And I will we had two cars up there. One car we broke a iron joint on it. We tried to fix that and all that. But the condition from Friday.
Yeah, I'm scared. I ain't gonna come in on that. I'm gonna get on 65, so I'm through with it.
From Friday to Saturday, and I actually believe all men are the deeper track. Learn how to do the track right.
All right. Well, I think Bobby working. I just heard him say he threw with it. We ain't gonna worry about it. We wasn't trying to dog him out too bad. We were just talking to get the end of it because of all the rumors. That can stop all the rumors. If you bring it out and people talk about it now, you won't have to keep talking about it behind closed doors all the time. So, Baller, we appreciate you coming on saying that. Baller, we appreciate you coming down and trying to make the race, man. But it is what it is, man.
And any time that man bet over $1,000, I would give him the bank down. Over $2,000, I would give him the bank down. That's how I thought I can beat him.
Oh, I ain't got
nothing
to do with that part of it. Okay, well, we'll talk about that a little bit later. We don't want to get nobody riled up about that right now, Baldy. Baldy, you got anything else you want to say reference that, Baldy?
No, I'm going to try to calm me down for the next 2 weeks, maybe 2 weeks. I'll be in the bank, and I'm coming back looking for action.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it, Bobby. All right. Eric Robinson, you out there?
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Go ahead on, man. You're a tight man. I ain't never seen your tight man phone keep falling off like it was. He won't even answer. Go ahead, and you got a race coming up. You want to go ahead and tell us about your race?
Yeah, I got a race coming on June the 9th. June 9th in Macon Dragway, better known as the Zoo. We're having a grudge race followed up by a G-body race on 28th. And a small block race on 28th. It's June the 9th, fellas. If anybody got any questions or any comments, any suggestions, anything, feel free to contact me, Jay Barnes, or anybody else that might be able to reach me. That's June the 9th, down at the Zoo. I appreciate it.
All right, appreciate it, E. All right, Bebe, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still.
Hey, how's the Sam Alexander crew going? They ready to engage, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you got a thing you want to add in on this him? I mean, we can kind of put a cap on this him, man. We, you know, we just want to go ahead and I know people are going to say, why did I bring it up? We brought it up because they're talking about it behind closed doors. We might want to get it out in the open. That way we can go and say it, and we don't have to keep on talking about it behind closed doors, brother.
You're right. But like you saying about the track, it ain't the people that get in the track. It's what you put into the track. They always take it from the track. They don't never put them back.
Uh-huh. You right about
that too. Track like it is. That's why that track like it is. Cause you can't just keep taking from something, take from something, and don't put it back.
I hear you. All right, appreciate it, baby. You can hang around if you want to, man. I'll leave your mic open as long as you keep it on mute there.
Okay.
All righty. Okay. I've been looking, Dolomite, I've been looking on the internet. I've seen Birdman put out some videos there. I see whoever Birdman is out there trying to put out a video there. He put out a pretty decent video. The only drawback on there, he got the music on there a little too loud. You got to ease down on the music. But Dolomite, you got some new competition coming out there, brother.
Hey, it's all good, bro. You know, I do it for fun. So I'm glad to see competition. Competition is a good thing. You know, that means fans going to have something else to enjoy, the ones that didn't make it. So I ain't got no problem with it.
Where's Tyke Man at? Did Tyke Man fell off, too? Tyke Man
fell off because you won't let him be Tyke Man.
Oh no, you tell him to lie now. Tyke Man can do what he want on here. Don't lie on me now.
I'm just joking.
On a minute. Don't go nowhere because you ain't gonna get away that either, Dolomite. You're not getting away that either. You at work, man?
Yeah, I'm at work and I gotta try this printer for just say I'm listening though, but I just gotta put it on mute so I can type this printer like.
Hey, well, go ahead and put it on mute, because I got a question I'm going to ask, and we need to get some fan participation in there. You can get Tyke Man back on, though. Tyke Man. Man, oh, man. We ain't going to be on there that long. We just want to touch on a couple things.
Thanks for calling Davis Transportation. We're unavailable to take your call at the moment, please.
No problem. Ain't no problem. Okay, also, I told you, today my subject is knowledge or information. Eric Robinson, What you think? Yes, what's the difference between knowledge and information, and which one you think is more important?
I think you can't really have one without the other, dog. I was about to comment on what you were talking about earlier about the racetrack, about the knowledge and the information. I think it's both. It's like if the track ain't up to race, I'm gonna just say racer standards at that particular date, in which I think Showtime iterated that sometimes it be like that. I think all of them done been bad at some point, you know, for that day or that week or that month or whatever. Then I think it comes down to who's got the most knowledge with their car or with their team as to get the car down the track. You might have to take a lot of power out of them cars sometimes to get down the track, you know.
But I feel you on that. But that when I'm not talking about the racetrack. I'm just talking about in this grudge game. What's better, information or knowledge? You can't say you need both of them. I want to know which one you think is the most important, information or knowledge. In the grudge game, not about no track, and then overall grudge game.
I think information.
You think information?
Yeah, I think information. I think it's information.
Okay, I'm finna tell you. Okay, I'm finna throw something at you then. I'm glad you said that. Every time you got we having a race at Union Grove Drag Strip tomorrow at 8:00. I want you there, okay?
I got you. Basically what you're telling me you ain't telling me nothing. That's what you're basically trying to say, right?
I can't get nothing
out of what you just told me. That's why I say you need both. I mean, I know what you're saying, it's hard to pick one, but you really need both.
Can I chime in on that? No, you next. You next. Don't worry about it. You're gonna get your test too. I just want to see what Eric's gonna pass. But you're right. Okay. All right. That was good, Eric. You're right. Cause just telling you it's a race at a damn racetrack, and you might not even know where the racetrack at. Ain't never been there. Don't know what the surface is. Don't know what the quarter mile, eighth of mile, or what. Right.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Go ahead, Showtime.
No, I was just going piggyback off of what Eric said. I mean, he's definitely right. He chose information first because without information, how can you gain knowledge?
I'm just saying that. I was just using that because, believe it or not, though, I was doing that because that's me and Wild Man. Wild Man said he got information. I said I got knowledge. You need both of them. So I was just trying to bridge the gap there to show them that we can do it. But I need some more fan participation. Baby, what you think about that, baby?
Dolomite, information breeds knowledge.
Hold up now. See, now, Dolomite, when I call on you, you said you had to go on what you call me. So let me do it in order now, brother, and because I be wanting you to elaborate. Baby, go ahead on. Dolomite didn't have no manners.
I think you got to have knowledge.
Explain it, baby.
It's like these promoters, okay? If you don't know nothing about what you're doing, then it all gonna fail. So if you ain't got no knowledge, then for instance, you run the track, you don't know how to prep it, you don't know nothing, you know, about racing or nothing. So at best, if you have a little bit of knowledge, then sometimes you got information.
Okay, all right. You just answered one way and then just twisted around and said both of them. Okay, that was good, though.
Yep.
All right, baby. Go ahead, Dolomite.
No, I just said information breeds knowledge. You got to have information first before you can ever have knowledge because, you know, everything has a starting and a beginning and an ending. But you get knowledge by having information. So information breeds knowledge. That's all I have.
I told you, that's good. That's good. Baldy, did you have to go? Did Baldy leave?
No, I'm still that dog.
All right, Baldy, the same thing. What you think is the best, knowledge or information?
It all depends on. I'm going to put it like this. If I'm going to a new track, I need information. I'm going to meet new people, you need the information. For the person like school and go to and everybody else, you got to have knowledge.
There you go. Yeah, okay. That's what I mean. See, y'all paying attention today, and that's what I mean about this here doggone grudge stuff. Y'all got to get something from me, because you're right, though. You got to get information from me, but you got to have the knowledge to know what you're doing when you get there.
Right.
right about that. Hey, somebody else raised their hand up. I want to get some more fan participation. Somebody was saying on the other show, and they was right. The fans don't ever say something. We just get the same people, but we can't stop that. I don't know whether they intimidated or what, but we get the same people every week. And it'd be the lines be full, but we don't get nobody else to say nothing else. The same people. So let me go up here. Let me see who this is. 601-5009. Who is this? 601-5009. That's 601, that's Mississippi. Must be in South Carolina. I ain't finna jump on like Pro Soccer Joe, but that's South Carolina. Let me see him. 512-6983. All right, they just like to be around, and they must just love me or something. Oh, man, I got some hands coming up here now. Let me see what they're talking about. Okay, 919-8542. What's on your mind?
919.
Back of the chef. You know me now. You just got chef. 817-9424.
How's it going, Mr. Dog?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm all right. I think you gotta have both, and I think knowledge is the part that you learn for the future. You know what I'm saying? That's your learning experience of it. That's the knowledge side. So you have it for the future. You know how to do stuff or whatever.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on the hot seat since everybody else been. If you had to pick one, which one would you think you would need the most? If you had water and bread, you couldn't have one of them. Which one you think you need the most? Knowledge or information?
Knowledge.
Why?
Because it makes me learn something from whatever experience at that given time. I learn something for the future. Like if I stick my hand in fire, I know that's hot, so I know I can't do that no more in the future.
Okay, so if you had some information just to say that fire hot, that don't mean nothing for you until you didn't put your finger there and know it yourself, right?
I can't really say that, but, you know, you asked me either or.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, I'm saying if somebody just gave you the information wouldn't have been good as your knowledge, would it?
I'd just rather go with the knowledge, dog.
I'm trying to tie you up. I can tie you up. Okay. All right, no problem.
It's a no-win situation. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't no win, but it makes you think about it, though. It makes you think, though.
Right.
And I forgot to tell you, I was finna play my man grown folk. He's going to tell me the difference between grown folks and children, but all right, appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Grown folks, what's up, man? What's the difference between what's up, baby?
What's up, man?
I don't know. You want to tell us about this weekend, or you just want to talk about a little something?
We can talk about this weekend and talk about the question y'all got at hand about the knowledge of the information.
Go ahead and tell us about it there, folks.
Knowledge is good, but without the right information, the knowledge ain't shit.
Well, what about the right knowledge then and no information?
Well, right now, you might not need enough information. You got enough knowledge. But, I mean, that goes on a person, you know what I'm saying? Some people can get knowledge and still need information. So I mean, hell, I can go out there and tell you, hell, dog, go stick holes. And shit, he still go out there and run it.
But, folks, so, hey, we've seen the video, folks. Hey, I've seen you dancing a little bit in that dog going in your car there this week, man.
Yeah, hey, dog. dog. Hey, it's like this. You got two people trying to talk.
Oh, this Dolomite.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Dolomite. Hold up, folks.
Hey,
one question
for everybody. How can you have one without the other?
Okay, that's what we're doing. That's our discussion, Dolomite. That's what we're doing, brother. Everybody answering good. Well, it just makes you think a little bit before you answer them.
Those suckers are entwined together. You can't have one without the other. If you got knowledge,
Dolomite,
I mean, you got information, you got knowledge. If you got knowledge, you got information.
Dolomite, didn't you have your time to answer?
Hey,
yeah.
Let me ask Dolomite something.
Go ahead. Hold up, grown folks. Go ahead, Baldy.
Dolomite. What level would you be? Go ahead, Paul. Street smart or book smart? Say that again. What level would you be? Street smart or book smart? Oh, street smart, ain't no doubt about it. Ain't no doubt about it. Street smart, ain't no doubt.
And this is the same thing, though, tonight. It is the same thing.
Let me tell you something. The stuff you learn in the street, you can't find some of it, you can't find in a book.
Right. And this is what I'm trying to say. Knowledge is something you're going to learn. Information is something you can follow.
Now, Baldy, you done throw something in the damn hook there, Baldy.
But that's exactly what I was saying, dog. That's exactly
now,
what Baldy I was saying.
Now, Baldy just put the shooting game He got a point.
No.
I didn't think about it that way. That's why I was asking the question. That's why I'm saying we got to think about what we're saying. That's a new wrinkle right there now.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly what I was saying about it. That's something you learn, a learning experience.
Yeah. Well, y'all want to argue. It was grown folk time now. Let grown folk, we want to know what happened to grown folks. He was out there dancing this week.
Yeah. Well, a lot of things happened to contribute to the dancing effect. My man, Trigger Man, and they were going to Texas, so I had to fend for myself more or less, which ain't no new thing to me. But it was a new thing being a car on small tires. With a good bit of power. So the biggest issue was that car was tuned up pretty good, and I had on brand new tires and hadn't really made a crack on them. So that's what made the car do a lot of the dancing that it would. But being the driver that I am, and still are. I bagged the car up. After most people, I would have kicked the car on through, but I bagged the car on up, unbuckled my straps, turned the timers all the way out, and got back on the horse and rode the horse again and kind of gained some more knowledge. The knowledge I have now is going to be useful for that car in the future. Some things I told Trigger Man that he didn't tell me, I don't know, if it come from he ain't drive enough or he just don't know. But what I told him, he said, you're exactly right. So that goes to show you, one person that drive a car sometimes ain't always good as the person who's been driving all the time. So, you know, both people need to be familiar with all aspects of the racing cars when they're in these cars. Like, dog don't know everything about the photo, and some things there might know and some things dog might know. But if y'all working together, you can kind of make them two things work, you know, kind of make the car work better. And that's kind of like with the car from Saturday. I was a learning experience. I had a lot of fun. I was by myself. I didn't have a lineup, man. I think Wild Man's nephew or somebody was trying to help line me up best they could, and I appreciate all that. And a couple other guys was coming in and trying to pitch out and help out, but, you know, you can go racing, but it takes a couple people with you to get a car down the track so you know what's going on. I had a couple of fans coming by. You know, they were glad to see me in the car. I didn't realize that many people like to see me drive the car. I had like 12 people come down there and say, man, I don't know why you don't drive your car. And I just told the people, you know, I said, you know, I'm going at the thing on a business level. I just feel like, you know, my man Trigger Man is who I want in the car. So that's why he's been driving it. But, you know, I will drive it and can drive it. It's just one of those things. I mean, I had a good time, though.
I got you, folks. All right, y'all hold tight. Everybody, Michael, but I just got a text in that just done messed Baldy up. Now, he done throwed another wrinkling in. It says, knowledge is wisdom that comes from a collection of information. You can have plenty of information and not enough knowledge to use the information. That comes from my main man, Pro Stock Joe. Now, goddamn it, Baldy, he done throw some shit in the game.
Yeah.
Boy, y'all good, boy. But hold on. I got a block call. I see you. I'm coming, everybody. Just hold tight. This might be T5. 954. 9194. Who is this?
Hey, what's up, Mr. Dog? This is a preacher man.
Preacher man, before you answer this question, you said you what part of Alabama you said you was from?
I told him last night it was I was gonna be up in Onion Springs.
Is that a real place in Alabama for real?
No, that's Union Springs. Union Springs.
Oh, okay. I know about Union Springs because I'm from Selma.
Yeah. I'm from Penny City originally.
Okay, go ahead on what you said about that knowledge of information. Right now, Baldy and Pro Stock Joe has got the two best answers. That they done messed me up now. Shit, I had an answer, but I done forgot what it was. But what you think is better, knowledge or information? And what you got to say, preacher man?
Well, I'm like this right here. I'd have to go with knowledge, because if somebody was to try to tell me that that's a 350 small block motor and give me some bad information, and I didn't know how to pull them numbers off of it from the knowledge that I got, then I would be some piece of junk that somebody done sold me. It might be a 305. If I didn't know about the harmonica balance on it, the knowledge, the 18 harmonic balance, and I wouldn't know. But knowledge And like the guy said about the street smart and book smart, these people with book smart that make millions of dollars a year. And when you're in the street, you don't make $1 million a year, but you learn how to live and operate. But it goes both ways. But me, I'm into knowledge. I like to read because there's too many people out there giving us false information.
Okay. All right, block caller. Go ahead, block caller. Go ahead, all ones. Go ahead, block caller. We don't care who he is. All right, block caller. I'm finna close your mic back up. When I close your mic, just press the one button and take your hand down there. We don't mind you blocking your call. We know you're undercover lover. All right, block caller. Okay, Baldy. You still there, Baldy?
Yeah.
Post-Doc Joe just put some shit out there that reconfused me.
Well, you got to understand, Post-Doc Joe got a watermelon head, and his head should be full of a lot of information and knowledge.
Okay, well, he made a good split, though. Some of more of the fans, press the one button. I want to hear some more if anybody got anything else to say about that. I'm serious about this here because we're getting a lot of stuff, and really, Ball is Pro-Stop Joe going. I wish Pro-Stop Joe was on here himself to talk about it, but you know Pro-Stop Joe get on here and talk for 2 hours, you know. But anyway, I'm going to keep this here thing. He says, knowledge is wisdom that comes from a collection of information. You can have plenty of information and not enough knowledge to use the information.
No.
That makes sense?
No.
You.
Hey, the grown folks, I will tell you about the knowledge and the information.
Go ahead.
You can get enough collective information, and like the man said, it could be wrong information. So I'm going to go along with knowledge is far better than information, because with the right knowledge, I don't have to listen to the information you gave me. I can use my knowledge and get my own perspective.
All right, Joe, if you listen to the show, however you did it, you need to text me and answer that. You got a point there, man. He got a point there. In other words, you said you get the wrong information.
Right.
But if you had the right knowledge and got the wrong information, information
ain't worth shit. I don't need it.
Hey, grown folks.
Yes, sir.
If you want information, you have to look it up to find it, right?
That's right.
So if you find it and can't use it, then
use it, that's right.
Hey, all right, folks, balling grown folks.
Right.
We got back 1 and 2 now. Hold on a minute. Let me see what we have. Hold on a minute.
You right about that?
Y'all fucking, y'all missing me. Go ahead, William Brown.
Hey, Paul, I would go with knowledge, because if you got knowledge, you know how to find any type of information that you need.
Oh, shit. Well, y'all, damn, Joe, they done mess you up, Joe. I had Proton Joe in first place. Hold on a minute. Well, Dr. Joe said his head ain't big for nothing. He said, knowledge will allow you to discern whether or not the info is useful. He must have misspelled this word. I don't know. I can't hear him. So he said, knowledge will allow you to
discern.
Concern? No, it don't read right. But he said, you can't have knowledge without it collecting the info.
No.
Knowledge will give you knowledge for define the information. How you can, it's just like reading the Bible. Knowledge about what you're reading, then you can determine and interpretate what it means and what you need to take out of that for yourself.
Will it dog?
Yes, sir.
Will it dog?
Yes, sir.
Okay, in the Bible, if you got in the Bible, read it out there. What did Solomon ask for when he asked about leading people? He asked for wisdom, knowledge, understanding.
Hey, so what you trying to say? He didn't ask for no information?
He didn't ask for no information. He asked wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Read the Bible. That's what Solomon asked for.
With knowledge,
right, Don't hold on. 0950, go ahead.
I think knowledge is most important, because it's like you said about church. You sit in the church, the preacher can put you in hell right along with him.
is he can tell you anything. But if you ain't got your Bible to read it for yourself, then you don't have the knowledge. You know, he can say anything.
All right, hold on a minute. Y'all hold that thought. Okay. William Brown. William Brown.
All right, guys. Have a good day. Okay,
William Brown. You drive a car, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm finna put you into this car. And I'm finna tell you to make a pass in this car. What do you need to know most? Knowledge or information?
I need to know a knowledge about how to drive a car and what to how to react if something do go wrong that I'm not expecting.
Okay, hold on a minute. Hold that thought. Because Pro Stock Joe just said, knowledge is the wisdom to understand information, to use it, interpret it, and put it to use. So what you just said, guess what he just said then, right?
Right. If you got knowledge, you can find out any type of information that you need to find out. But you got to have knowledge of where to find it or how to interpret it into your life. And just like you put the example of a car, I got knowledge of knowing how to drive a car, how to get out the gas, how to do a burnout or whatever. You know.
What if I got a hidden starter switch?
Hey, hold up, dog. I got to ask William Brown something.
Yes, sir.
You saying if you get it, you told him get in the car and drive it, right?
Yes.
If I put you in the car to drive and you never drove a car, how you gonna drive if you don't know the information?
I said he was a driver, Baldy. I said he was a driver.
Yeah, but dog, listen. If he never. Not is not going to help him, God. He's going to have some kind of information on that car and what that car is going to do.
That's true, man. That's true.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Not to see every guy in your car, though.
Okay, I'm just asking.
No. Okay, yeah, not to see your car. You can't drive a car with knowledge. You can't drive a car with knowledge.
No,
that's not going to help him.
Okay, let's hit one at a time, because y'all are about to, okay, y'all address the question to William Brown, let him answer. Ball addressed it to William Brown. So let William Brown answer, because he the one said it.
Well, it takes knowledge and knowing what a car will do before you can really car and claim yourself. If you change the car, what the car can do to you and how to react to that.
But that's, ain't that information then?
No, that's
no.
Not.
No.
Yeah, you just said you got to know what the car going to do. That's got to be information then, will you?
No, that's experience.
That's knowing what you have to do if that car reacts to something. Knowing what you have to do, knowledge of being a driver. That's, you know, that's the knowledge you have to bring to the table. Now, you can tell that, okay, well, this car pick up the wheel, you know, but it's all right. That's all information.
But okay, Pro Stock Joe just said knowledge. I think he leaning toward knowledge on this one there. But now grown folks said knowledge can't drive that car. What you said, grown folks?
Yeah, knowledge can't drive that car. Knowledge gets you.
Pro Stock Joe said knowledge will allow you to find the starter, turn on the fuel pump, press the gas, and et cetera.
That's right, but you can't drive that car with knowledge. Now. I would tell you.
But look at here. If you got information, okay, information. If the throttle going. Throttle gonna stick. Can't nobody give you that type of information if the throttle stick on top end. What you supposed to do? Because driving.
Shit, if the throttle stick on top end, who gives a damn?
If the throttle stick on top end, can't nobody give you that type of information to let you know what you supposed to do in the right form and right matter. They can tell you, but when the throttle stick, it'd be wide open. You ain't gonna remember nothing nobody say.
All right, Rick, you got a lot of background on, so just mute your mic for a minute. I got the champ on the line. Let me get the champ in there for a minute. Champ, what's up, champ?
Hey, how you doing, Godfather?
Hey, how you doing, my brother? What you got going on out there tonight, boy?
Godfather, I just grabbed the Webster's Dictionary,
and I
looked all that up. I've been reading for 30 minutes. And here, Godfather, I'm on these steroids, so you know. I ain't got much time, but I read a summary, and the moral of the story is knowledge and information. After I had read that summary, it's really just summed up and boiled up to two little words.
Oh, What the two words?
God, Father.
Come on, Joe, man. You're going to make me feel good, man. Come on, man. Get that joke out, man.
Yeah, have a good one, Godfather.
All right, man. Hold on. Let me get this private caller back in again. Okay, hi. Private caller. Go ahead on. You want to get in? What's up? Private caller. Go ahead. All right, I'm going to cut you off now if you don't say that. 512-6983. Go ahead. 512-6983. Go ahead. Alright. Y'all put them phones on mute out there then. Dog, Mississippi Joe, I must have paid him to say that though, man. I must have paid him to say that. Anyway, alright, man, I just wanted to get a little.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
Would it be fair to say this here? Now, let's just say for instance, you run your car down the track, right?
Okay.
You run your car down the track. It's not really doing what you wanted to do, and you bring it back to the trailer. You plug it up.
No.
You look at your laptop. What are you gaining from the laptop to make the changes?
I don't know about no laptop.
Information. You're gaining information.
You're gaining information. Now that you gain that information, right? You gain that information. You go in there, you make the changes. The car, you correct the problem, right?
Yeah.
Now, just say for instance, you had a teammate had the same problem. Is it necessary for him to go into that computer? No.
Y'all answer that question. I don't know.
You got to have some type of knowledge or knowing what you're looking at and what to look for to know how to read that computer and take that information and use it towards your advantage.
That's correct. Say that again.
You have to have some type of knowledge to know what you're looking for and what you're looking at to use that information to your advantage. If you don't know what you're looking at, if you don't have the knowledge to know what a graph is supposed to look like or what a spark plug is supposed to look like, then you reading the spark plug ain't telling you nothing because you really don't know what you're looking at.
So how do you gain that, though? How do you gain that knowledge?
You gain that knowledge really by people teaching you and not just giving you information, because as you know, as a racer, everybody, the people that give you information ain't going to give you all the pieces to the puzzle. So you have to go and research that and gain your own knowledge. That way, when you see somebody telling you something that you know ain't right, you already had the knowledge right there to say to yourself that he ain't telling me the right thing.
Okay, is Bobby Child still there? Dolomite and Bobby Child?
Yeah.
Anyway,
I got another
wire here says, you can get all the info about Jesus. If you don't have knowledge to believe, the info is nothing. That's just on the gospel side. That's on the religious side. So, in other words, he's saying, yeah, what he said. Gap said that.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah, he said it. You get all the information, but you got to have the knowledge to believe. But you got that information first, though, didn't you?
Well, hey, dog.
Yeah.
I think that driving a car is expense.
Hey, y'all got to mute your mics out there, fellas. Mute your mics, please. All right. I'm going to have to mute them mics for you if y'all don't mute them. Go ahead, preacher man.
I said that driving a car is experience. You learn how to drive a car with experience. You learn that stuff like they say information. I can understand the information they're talking about, but you can read it. You go down to get your driver's license. You got to read a book. They got to give you a dagger, but it don't tell you to put the key in the ignition or nothing like that. You get that from somebody showing you them things, but
Baldy, you still on the phone, Baldy?
Yeah.
Okay, Baldy, you know damn everything about that lizard, don't you?
Right.
Can you drive it?
I can drive it, but I don't think I would try, but I can.
Okay, I'm just wondering, but you got the knowledge about it, though.
I got the knowledge, and then it takes two and see something else. Like you say, if you learn, you get knowledge from working as a team. Everything I know that I had, it came from experience of doing it. And let me say something to you about a computer. When you got a computer, how would you have even a TV set now? When you buy a TV set and hook it up to a cable and all that, you have to go into a book to get the information to show you how to get the certain cameras.
But Baldy, you can get around a lot of that stuff if knowing, okay, you got the general knowledge of knowing, okay, first of all, I got to plug the TV up. I got to set the control. And a lot of that stuff you don't have to read because you already got the knowledge from doing it before. And that's just
what it is.
I got some knowledge and some information that if Baldy did draw that lizard, he got to back up. I got some knowledge for that. So what I would need is steps. We don't know the steps that you do to get in it. Some of the steps that you do.
I'm just messing with you, Baldy.
I not say for my show, but.
Okay. So, who's gonna win this debate? No debate is a tie, y'all.
Hannah, what are you doing?
Huh? Do y'all make us a tie?
Were you babysitting her?
Pretty much.
Okay.
No. Call 911. Preacher man.
You ain't fixed it. I just fixed it.
Preacher man, who they got all that noise out there?
Hey, you need to go to the hospital?
Preacher man!
That's what she said. She said...
Let me say something to you.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
If a lot of fans, Space Taylor, have knowledge of what racism was about, then a lot of times they wouldn't complain. See, they can't, when it comes to racing, information don't do them no good. They need to know the knowledge of what's going on.
Right.
A lot of times, if they knew or had the knowledge of what was going on, they wouldn't complain half of the time.
Okay, I got you.
And that's what we need to learn. That's what we have to do when we go to these races.
Baldy, say that again.
That's what we need to do when we need to go to these races, dog. We need to sit out and sometimes get on the microphone and explain to the fans what's going on.
There you go. So they have, okay.
So otherwise, when something don't work out right, they won't be mad half of the time.
Oh, okay. I hear you.
If they don't know, dog, that a car broke or something broke on the car, then they don't really, and so they're looking for something that's not going to happen. So if they have the knowledge of what was going on, how the operation of a car go on, then they so sometimes when we go to race site, you'll probably have to sit down and explain to the fans a lot.
Okay. All right. Anybody disagree with that? In other words, you're saying, Baldy, the more information the fans got, the more better they can understand what's going on.
Right.
Okay. So they gain knowledge then from the information.
Right. Let me tell you something to you. If we in Brayden, we got a race in Brayden. See, I said we got a race in Brayden. We'll let the fan know if it's 8 mile, quarter mile, head up race, the bike time. You let us otherwise. So now, if they're betting on that race,
I got you.
Say, if I give somebody a break,
yeah,
and he leaves it for red, if the fans don't know that he's getting the break, then you got to open up.
You're right. You're sure right about that. Because, like I said, they be betting
They don't know what's going on. They don't know how the raid's going on. They don't know what's about the gap or the clear, nothing like all that stuff, man.
And that's what we try to do in Brady. We try to let the fan know every raise, what's going on in that raise, or whatever. Even if we go out again, if we go out again two in the break. When we start marking the two in the break, all the announcer tell them what is going on.
I got you.
And so this is where the problem with 85% of the race. And now, grudge race, the fan do not know or have the knowledge of what's going on.
706-1786, go ahead. That
sounds
like Stage.
Hey, this Stage, dog.
Yeah, what's up, man? What's up?
Yeah, not much, man. Just coming in out the sun.
I hear you, brother.
Listen,
I hear you. We just having a little discussion, man. I think everything done calmed down. I done pissed enough people off. We done calmed down and having a nice little discussion on what's better, knowledge or information. What you think is better, knowledge or information?
I think knowledge is knowing. I mean, just knowing how to drive a car, but information is going to be a little different. I mean, when someone asks you for the information on the car, I mean, they want to know how the car reacts, you know, and stuff like that.
Okay, well, I saw some pictures of that dog on little Romeo that she looked better than what she did before she wrecked there, bro.
We got the paint drying on them now.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Let me ask that young man something. What do a competition need to know when he's pulling with prime time racing? Do he need information knowledge?
Say it again now. Say that one more time.
Yes, if someone going to race your group, what do they need to know? What do they need to know? Information or knowledge?
What, the fans or the drivers?
No, anybody racing y'all crew.
I'm not quite understanding you, Bali. I mean,
okay, saying I'm getting one new. And with y'all slick talking and carrying on, what did I need? So I need now to get you what I'm talking about talking to y'all.
Yeah, I would say.
Because why?
Because you need to know what's going on.
And if I don't know what's going on, what's going to happen?
You're going to get screwed at the end.
Thank you. So otherwise, I got to have the knowledge to know what all about the term of racing, the phone with y'all, right?
Yeah, knowledge is knowing. Yeah, that's what that is.
Right. So only thing, that's what I'm saying. You simple all the things you need information, hold them with prime time, Dream Team, and whatever y'all got, you need knowledge. And a good team here.
Molden.
Yes, sir.
Molden. If you break the word down and you spell it, knowledge means know. Info means.
Right, that's what I just told him. Knowledge is knowing.
And info means is you in for some shit if you don't know.
All right, hold on. Hey, 516-5625.
Hey, dog, what's happening? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Nicky?
All right, pretty good. Well, I think that any driver that gets in one of them race cars should have knowledge, understanding, and information about that car. Because there's nothing no worse than for something to go wrong and he come back and you ask him what happened and he tell you that he doesn't know. And I've seen it plenty of times. So you need to have some kind of knowledge and information about it. And it takes time.
Yeah, if he's a driver, he should already know how to drive. I mean,
well, not
he just needs information.
Not necessarily, because you got to learn somewhere. Every driver, you ain't born driving. You got to learn how to drive.
And I take Dog for example. Dog is a driver. I put Dog in my car. Dog gonna need some information. He know how to drive my car, but he need information on my car.
Well, this is what I said. He should have information
and knowledge.
What do
you need to set the tire pressure? What you running your tire pressure on? What you running your bottle pressure on? He needs to know information.
That's information and knowledge. Right. Every driver.
He got knowledge.
Know that.
He know you
so
now
I'm trying to say,
drive it.
Like I said, so who wins? Is it a tie or what? Who wins?
The
information. Who wins?
Hey, no. Let me add on to that. If you got the knowledge to know if you get in somebody's car that you ain't never drove before and you normally check certain things, you wouldn't have to ask for no information. because you would check it yourself.
But he's saying if I check it, I don't know where it should check.
My top brush is on 11. I might run mine on 10. He gonna want to know where I need to run my top pressure, where I do my bottle pressure at. I mean, he need information. He already got knowledge on how to drive. He got knowledge on how to heat a bottle up. He got knowledge on how to put air in a tire. That's knowledge. He know how to do all that. Information is what I need to put in there.
Right, hold that thought for a second. Go ahead, Tracy.
Dog. Hey, dog, you keep hollering, who win? In a case like that, who win? My understanding is this. The person that understands what knowledge is and understand what information is and can collaborate both of them and understand how to handle it, he's the person that wins because he got both. And some people just you give information, they don't know what to do with it, vice versa. Some people just got knowledge about something and don't have information on how to do it. But the person
I ain't talking about who wins between knowledge and information. That's what I was talking about.
There's no winner, dog, because you cannot have one without the other and be able to do something proficiently. Especially when it comes to a race car.
All right, go ahead, Steve. You and whoever you was arguing with, you and Bob.
Well, I'm just saying. Knowledge is knowing, and information is what. I mean, that's a question. I mean, information. You need feedback on. You know, you need. That's like a question. Is information. Knowledge is knowing. Anybody, I mean, you know how to drive. I can tell you to drive my car. But you're going to want to know what I use, what type of gas I use, where I set my top pressure at, where I do my bottle pressure at. That's information.
Hey, Steve, with me and you run, I want you to put some 87 in there.
I ain't
gonna
put some
87 with some diesel fuel in there.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
That's too good.
I heard you say something about reading the spark plugs, okay? Well, this is the knowledge. Everybody can't read spark plugs because everybody doesn't know the proper way of doing it. And I've heard somebody mention it before. The proper way to read a spark plug is when you get to the finish line, you shut that car off and pull the car back. If you start the car up at the finish line and drive it back to the pits, you can't get the right reading on the spark plug. And a lot of people don't have that knowledge to know that. Okay, you will not get the right reading.
Anybody don't have that knowledge. Don't
right.
need to be in no race car.
There's a lot of people don't have the information to know that.
The information.
You might have
knowledge.
The knowledge. You know how to read a spark plug. I know how to read a spark plug, but I didn't know the information. What you just told me was true.
Oh no, you can't. You can't get a proper reading if you drive the car back.
Well, okay, that's right. I didn't know that information, but I know how to read a spark plug.
Right.
But I didn't know that
information. You have to have that car towed back. If you drive it back. The plugs are going to be a totally different color from what it is when you shut
right.
the car down.
Right, so now there's some helpful information you just gave me. I know
right.
how to read it, but you just gave me some helpful information.
Okay,
oh,
you know. I got one of doggone.
Hey, no.
I got one of Tracy Buddies. Let me get in my quick. 512-6983, go ahead.
That last dog.
No, I've been calling you all night, King.
Look
I've been
man.
Calling you all night. You didn't say nothing.
Hey, keep that doo-doo out your mouth so I can understand you. Hey, check this out, man. I've been listening at this. Knowledge is skills and knowing what to do. That is what knowledge is in experience, through experience. That's what knowledge is.
Knowledge is knowing.
Skills,
I just said that.
I ain't heard skills. How you spell skills? Just goddamn just said how you spell it.
Hey, we ain't talking about skills. Skills is something totally different.
Skills to drive, you got to have skills, man. You can know how, you can read how to drive, but if you don't have the skills and the knowledge of skills and experience, you can't do it, brother.
Okay, Mike here just said the same thing. The same thing Steve just said. Steve said he know you had to shut it off. He said he know how to read the damn plug, but he know you had to shut it off.
Right.
Anyway, you got the background on that, brother.
He didn't give me no knowledge.
It's still logical understanding, man.
Hey, King. Hey, y'all put them phones on me. We're going to get out of here, because I think at 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock, Tracy, don't you come over at 8 o'clock tonight, Tracy?
Yes.
Hey, Tracy, you out there still? Tommy Dow. Okay, we got a lot of background. We're going to get ready to shut this thing down. And I just wanted to throw that out there. If anybody got Tykeman, I need Tykeman back on the phone, though. Anybody got Tykeman out there? I got a whole bunch of y'all got too much noise out there. Baldy, you there, Baldy?
Yep,
Baldy. All right, Baldy, go ahead. Give me some words of wisdom so we can get out of here.
One thing about wisdom, the older you get, the wiser you get. So I'm going to do that for people like that. If they have to wake up, you're
going to
get a lot of
wisdom. Hey, Paul, let me ask you a question. Let's stay before I go.
Yeah.
Paul.
Come on, Dave.
Y'all got any Jeep out of down
there? Y'all don't be having a Jeep out of down there. Y'all will be
on the 23rd.
Y'all coming to the race on the 23rd? I can't say so. I can't make the call right now.
Okay.
But you know, keep looking through the foggy glass you got, and you're gonna get what you're looking for, boy.
Well, I keep these glasses. You keep walking like you walk.
You won't have no information, and your knowledge is going to be so less that you're not going to be able to use it.
Well, you just said you need knowledge fucking with prime time. So.
That's one thing I got to understand. I got all that.
Hey. Oh, I see. Okay, I'll just try to get tight, man.
Don't put some knowledge on your ass real down there last time, wasn't it? Didn't he?
You got it. One thing about that. If a man cannot accept the good butt whipping, then he left the man. What you do, you accept it, and you don't accept it.
All right. Okay. Here's some information you need to tell Smoke. Don't go before red.
hold that thought there for a minute. 334-6578 for Ball to get into it. 334-6578.
I just was listening. I came on.
Hey, no problem. Tight man, your mic, go say something.
What's up, Doc?
Like that, what was that saying? You got smell them funky ribs.
Yeah.
What was that saying? Tell me what you were saying the other night, man. I tried to write it down.
Good God Almighty, smell them funky ribs.
Okay, I got to write that down. that's like Prostock Joe's law to the high mercy. Good God Almighty, smell them funky ribs. With them baldy ribs, the baldy they've been cooking lately. Good God. Okay. Stage, go ahead and talk to Baldy, but don't Baldy done took his medicine though. Baldy been too nice today. I think something wrong with it.
Swelling just going down.
He just got a little.
One thing about it, we find out why he went red. Now the thing y'all got to do is find out can y'all catch up.
Oh shit!
Catch up for
fresh fries. You wouldn't have caught up. So otherwise,
don't look. But you know what my always saying is? Don't look behind you, but I'm creeping up on you. Damn.
Okay,
look here, fellas. We're going to close this down, but I got to say this right quick, and I'm going to let y'all say what you want. We still got time if y'all got something else to say, but Dyke Man came on at the beginning of the show and told me that I need to apologize to Wild Man for said some stuff I had said, though. I was still a little... I still meant what I was saying, but I know I was wrong for what I said, so... And on behalf of that, I apologize to Wild Man for getting out of hand on his show and blowing up. I apologize. I mean, I can't take back what I said because I didn't say it, but I do apologize. And Wild Man, I apologize again. Tyke Man, you was right.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Tight Man.
What?
He got anything together yet?
Oh, go on the internet and break like you've been doing, faggot.
He say he ain't got no computer no more. That's what he told me.
Hey, tight man. Tight man.
Tight man must be in a bad. Tight man, somebody calling you. Go ahead. I think he can hear you.
Oh,
okay.
I'm going to get that money out your pocket, too. You keep messing with me about Walter Mann, bro.
Guess what? You keep up bullshitting, we're going to take the bag tie from Walter Mann with a on damn 29. Now, you get a pot up.
Well, he should be ready in about the next couple of weeks, and we sure are going to take that. You're going to get that.
Okay. 252-5846.
Hey, dog, I just want to give you a prop for your apology, man. Never stand up for what you just did.
Yeah, I was wrong, man.
Yeah, dog, I'm glad you did it, too, because you hurt Tight Man's feelings. He didn't know what to say after that.
Tight Man a sissy. He ain't got no feelings.
he got real quiet, and he was like a little kid. He was like,
now,
okay.
It's like this. It's like this here, when you see your uncle or your elder do some real dumb shit, and they're not mad enough to come back and admit that they done some dumb shit, you feel like you shouldn't even be listening to that dumb motherfucker.
Yeah, well, it took dog about 2 hours to get his nuts out of Sam, but he's all right now.
No, I had him out then. I know Tyke was right then, but I was still a little, I was warm still, but Tyke man was dead ass right. I mean, you know, he could have told me before that, but he kicked me in the nuts in public, so I ain't mad. He right. I said it in public, so I should apologize in public. I was still a little warm. When Tight Man hit me with it that quick, I was still a little warm, so.
Right.
Like I said, we all live and learn. We all live and learn, and nobody above making mistakes.
But one thing we can say about you, you always will apologize when you say something screwed up.
Well, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I was wrong for saying it. I might admit it, but I was wrong for saying it like that on the air. That's
right.
So, Tyke Man done got me straight. He always keep me straight. And that's what I told y'all. That's what your real friends do. Your real friends should tell you when you're wrong. If you done did something and they can't tell you you're wrong, then it must not be your damn real friends.
I got you.
I mean, I don't like it. But I got to take it because I was dead ass wrong.
Well, dog, is the four-door fixed yet?
Oh, shit, if the four-door was fixed yet, you think I let Stage be on there talking shit?
I don't know, I'm
exactly. If that photo was fixed, I'd be parked in front of his goddamn house.
Wow, closer.
Hey, Lil Romeo, I'm looking at Lil Romeo right now, baby. That paint drying on him. I mean, she really.
Oh, now the photo, okay. I mean, we just wrecked it a week ago, man. Come on, man. I mean, and plus we ain't rich.
Well, you said y'all was working on it.
Well, no, we working on it then, will it?
Well, shit. Working
How
on it.
How long did you take your
ready is two different things.
Thank you.
Hey,
I mean, come on, man.
Hey, dog, we got one ready.
Huh?
We got a car ready. What do you got?
He ain't got his clothes. Don't worry about it. He ain't got his clothes. Let's make it with it, man.
Cool.
Okay, fellas, if y'all ain't got anything to throw out there, we finna get ready to shut this thing down so we can get on out of here. I think we got a little bit covered. I might have got a little bit out of line on some stuff, but I just wanted to bring some attention to it. I mean, I hope we got some out of it, you know. We got so many shows
right,
now,
dog,
we get a lot of stuff from everybody.
Dog, let me talk some, dog. Let me talk some. I've been a good boy.
Go ahead on now, King.
Okay, well, first of all, dog, I want to put it out there. We, you know, I want to give a shout out there to Tony Bynes and all of his crew. They've come down here and they represented it real good, and I just wanted y'all to know that the East Coast people understand that they really did a good job. And I just want to know that Pro Sock Joe, he came in and represented all the East Coast. And had 600 people ask who is Dog. So these people down here know who Willie Dog is. I just want you to know that. They was looking for the dog man. He wasn't
okay,
there.
Okay, I'm going to say something that I heard today now. I got to admit, everybody was talking trash. We really didn't represent East like we supposed to. We sent Tony down there into a dungeon. Tony went out there in a dungeon, and we didn't send 100%. So all I can say, I'm like you, though. You got to take your hats off for Tony for going down there doing that, you know. Next time, we hope we're going to have a good representation for the East Coast. Come down there and show y'all what the East Coast really can put on y'all, man.
Hey, let me finish mine. And listen to that here. I gave a little donation. I lost $1,000 to Cowboy. Lost $1,000 to
Hold on.
Anybody
that's not talking, put your phone on mute, please. Just put your phone on mute. It's no big deal. I left all the mics, so put your phones on mute, please. Go ahead, King.
And I just want them all to get some knowledge of what Tony did do down here. Well, it wasn't as easy as they thought it was going to be, but he fought, he scrapped, he did everything. I gave him a little, you know, they was looking over there, kind of crying and shit. I gave him a $2,000 start, shit, that opened the gate. He fooled around and got old Batman. Shit, they thought it was going to be a clean sweep. But old Texas, I got to give Texas a shout-out. They fought back and got back with old Mr. Bynes and come down to that last. Now, what really should have happened on that when Tony didn't go up there and race and all that good stuff, I have to go like this here, man. I feel the track was wrong. If they messed that lane up and neither one of them got to run, it wasn't neither one of their fault. It was the track, man. The track. If he couldn't clean that up, it was said that goddamn me they can run all night. That if it took to Sunday night to clean that son of a bitch, they should have cleaned the track and let them run.
Now, see that you right about that. Now, Ken, you right. But see, that's what the people down there, most of the people that's on the board down there don't understand. Just what you just said there, King. It wasn't Tony Bynes' fault because he didn't run. It was the track fault because they didn't clean it up and let him run. So in that case, Tony didn't have to pay no park out money because Tony didn't close the damn track. They closed the track up before time. Key, you should tell your people out there that because that's what they talking shit about.
Well, I didn't hear none of this to the season. And I will be on the board with Tracy in a little bit. And, I mean, that's where it should have been. If the goddamn track man wouldn't let him run and didn't clean the track, really, both of them, the track, I believe if Tracy had went to the tower and told that man, said, look, these people is locked in. They've been having this deposit for a whole month. Look, you either got to let them run or deal them $500 apiece. That's what
now, goddamn it, King, that's an intelligent thing I heard you say since you've been on the radio, man. But you tell the damn truth. And now we're going on the Tommy Dog Show. You need to come and say that because the people out there know you and they should respect that. And they come on that hot rod gossip too. And they out there dogging the hell out of Tracy and talking shit and everything.
I'm gonna take care of that. And then guess what? Y'all been wanting to know what knowledge is, and I'm finna give y'all some knowledge. And Pac-Man, we missed you too. Your name come up quite a bit. So this is what knowledge is. When they start all of that batting and talking, what do we supposed to tell them, Pac-Man?
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
Well, don't do it then.
Hold up, you start right now. Pac-Man said you can start right. The nigga 503-3469, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man? You doing all right today?
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Jeff, man, out of Portland, Oregon. I'm a friend of King and an Atomic Dog. I got a comment on that.
You from Portland,
Oregon? I'm the one that came 3,000 miles away to come to the trace to the show the other day.
Damn.
Yeah. But anyway, hey, my comment on that, they're talking about that track down there. Say, man, if the guys ain't got the sense, man, to not run down through there. Bynes looked on top of his car. He seen the dew on his car. Say, man, somebody could have got killed down there. That's an act of God. When dew fall, if you want to go down that track, when that dew on that track, that's your life. Right or wrong?
You're right. But what Keen was saying, though, it wasn't their fault. Somebody should have got no punk out money because the track closed itself. They didn't close the track and just didn't run. That's what he was saying.
Well, the thing about this is the buyers didn't pay no funky out money no way because they didn't have no stipulation. That man didn't get up there and got there put no time on the race.
So that was that man's fault for not putting no stiffs on it.
That's exactly what happened. That's what he got. It wasn't a matter he got out stiffed. What he did is just didn't stiff enough. That's all.
Well, the thing about it is, man, that boy wanted to point to argue with anyway, man, because, you know what I mean, he felt like he had the upper hand true enough on that man, on that G-body. But the thing about it is, when it all came down to it, they basically gave each one of them their money back. The whole ball game, the man, he going to jump up and talk about we on their side. Man, we on nobody's side, man. We straight up about our business, man. You know what I mean? We're going to go straight down the road. We're going to go right down the middle of the track with both teams. It don't matter where you're from. We just,
okay,
if he wanted to straight it to me. If you don't want to see a life.
King, you see that, King?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question now. Now, I heard, I seen on the board where Alicat paid the man $500. Was that a good move or a bad move?
No, it was a bad move. I just got off the phone with Alicat, and I told Alicat, you know, whatever, you know, and he told me, he kind of got a little disturbed. He said, we can't tell him what to do with his money. But he really should be listening at this show to get him some knowledge.
See, that's exactly right. Because what happens, King, everybody that's got any kind of problem or some any kind of way they think they can get some money back, they're going to go to the track or to a promoter, and that's starting a bad precedent. Because really, the promoter or the damn track really ain't got a damn thing to do about no damn goods where they suppose that money go.
Yeah. Well, the only thing about that is, if you advertise, you know, I heard on y'all show, whatever be advertised is what it's supposed to do. If you advertise it, you got to stand behind it. They advertised that the track wasn't going to close until didn't nobody want to run no more. But it turned out that the track got all down and the man closed the track down. If they first need to get an understanding with the track, say, man, this is what's going down. That man closed that track. Then the racers didn't have nothing to do with that. But the man should have stood behind what was going down.
Okay. All right, King, we're going to get out of here so we can cross over and get over on our Atomic Dog show for a little while. So, Portland, Oregon, you got any final words you want to say before you get out of here? I appreciate you coming on, bro.
Hey, no, I ain't got no final words, man, but, you know, well, I got a final word. I said, man, you know, I'm glad everybody came down for the show, and it turned out a good show, man. I appreciate the guys coming down, and, hey, I'm glad they made it home safely, man. Y'all take care, man. I'm out of here.
All righty.
Hey, dog.
I think Tracy probably already gone. Comic Dog, you already gone?
No, I'm still here, dog. I'm just listening. I'm still here.
Okay, then you heard what King said. Now, with King saying that, man, we need to come over on your show at 8 o'clock. You got a show coming. You got a show coming on at time. Your show coming on 8 o'clock, right?
It's 8 o'clock y'all time and 7 o'clock our time. 10 minutes, about 10 minutes.
Okay.
My time.
All right, Dick. Tracy, go on, give me your final thoughts. Get on out of here.
Hey, man. Good show, man. You know what you talked about tonight was knowledge and information. Kind of opened the minds of both people to look at things from more than one way. Tell me, what we have to do. I hope, you know, people take that in hand, and then again, I want to thank everybody for coming out here. We came out here from all the states in between. We like to make this a big and better event. Like the more y'all to come next time, we're going to get together and try to bring the guys out there to the East Coast again. But one thing that we have to understand is the knowledge and information. We have to understand to communicate with each other and get a straight understanding because, you know, that was a great event, and one person left the race with a bad understanding, it kind of caused things. Instead of seeing positive stuff all on the internet, you see negative stuff. All in all, as me being the person in the middle, I try to stay in the middle of the road the best I can and not take sides because, hey, when you go somewhere, you want to be a person to be a neutral person and have a good understanding. We'll get past it. It's not the end of the world. It's just a learning experience. Hopefully, all the guys here in Texas that didn't quite understand it.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it, Tracy. Preacher Man, you still there, Preacher Man? Preacher Man, you out there, Preacher Man? Grown folks.
Yes, sir.
Hold tight, that grown folks. William Brown. William Brown.
Yes, sir, dog. I'm here.
Go ahead and give me your final thoughts and tell us about your race right quick. We finna get out of here.
Yeah, like I said, then again, guys, this Saturday, we're going to have an open bracket race, open gamblers race. 25 or more cars, we're going to get an extra $1,000. We're going to have grudge racing all night long till y'all get tired. Gonna have true 10-5, $2,000 to the winner, free pig picking, and lots of other sorts of stuff, DJ and everything else. So it's just gonna be a big old Memorial Day party. Y'all come have you a good time. If you bring your car, if you don't bring your car, if you don't come, I still appreciate y'all even listening to me. So good show, dog.
All right, appreciate it, William Brown. Okay, I appreciate that. Dolomite, you still there, Dolomite?
Yeah, I'm here, dog. All
right, wrap me up, baby. Wrap me up. Let me get out of here. Wrap me up, Dolomite.
Oh, yeah, like I ain't on the mic. Good show, dog. I appreciate the topic tonight, and glad that you brought it up. Glad that everybody made it back safe. And I'm going to tell you something. Texas put on a hell of a show. I watched that video, and I must say, they had two cars going down the track. It looked like almost every damn time somebody went down the track. So all the people on the board hating, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, because I think Texas put on one hell of a race, and I can't wait to see us all together so we really can see which coach really got the best road race. That's all I got, and good evening, everybody.
Appreciate it. King, you still out there, King?
Yeah, man. Hey.
No, you attack man, Lance. Hold up. You're safe. Don't go nowhere. Mr. DeJoe, you there, champ?
Yeah, I'm here, Godfather. What's going on?
Give me your final thoughts, champ. Tell me what's going on. Give me your final thoughts. We finna get out of here, brother.
Final thoughts is, these are my final thoughts and just mine, Godfather.
Godfather, Joe, you need to go play in the red mud.
What?
Go ahead, Joe. Don't worry about it. Y'all be quiet. The doggone champ speaking now. Y'all be quiet. Go ahead, champ.
Well, Godfather, I'm glad you addressed that issue accordingly. So that means that I won't have to say nothing. Now, on a further note, Godfather, if it's not knowledge and wisdom, it's not the Godfather.
Okay. And I appreciate that. I didn't pay that man to say that now. Hey, Nicky Willis, you still out there, Nicky Willis?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, give me your final, man. Let's see we get out of here, man.
Well, my final thoughts are, anybody that's out there that's thinking about grudge racing for money need to listen to these shows so they can learn what's going on and learn about all these tips and stuff. And that's all. They better get some knowledge and information about what's going on before they go out there putting their money on the line. That's for sure. Tony Vines ain't done nothing wrong.
All right, fellas, put your phone on mute if you got the background on. And, Nigga Willie, you're right about that. That's what I try to tell people. See, a lot of confusion will be laid aside if they know what was going on. Anyway, grown folks, talk to the grown folks.
What up, dog? Final thoughts of the day is high gear. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Oh, shit. I know what that means. I know I got King and Tyke, man. Who else I missed out there? Showtime, you got something you want to say? Showtime, your show.
Yeah, man, I just want to say that, I definitely appreciate you bringing up that topic, because it does shed a lot of light, man, and make people think about what they need to do as far as gaining that information and retaining that knowledge and sharing it with other people. But I want to put out there again, man, June the 2nd, U.S. 19, Albany. We will have the first Grudge Mania No Time Shootout. So, if you want to come on down and enjoy yourself, come on, let's do it, man. I will be working hard trying to get things corrected so we can make a difference, man.
Okay, I know I got King and I got a Tyke Man. Anybody else that want to give a final thought that I had to mic over? I can't see all of them. Just holler if you want to say something. Anybody I forgot?
Bobby Wildboy.
Bobby was on what's the problem, Mike? Hold on a minute. This somebody might be trying to get me out of here. Let me see, like 561-3868. What's up?
You had a phone number to Tracy.
The phone number for Tracy show is 646-200-4419.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. Okay, also, because Tyke Man going to close out here in the King. Also, I want to say one thing, man. It's good for us to get on these shows here and work out our differences. If it come out in public or if it's on the Internet, that means it's public. So a lot of stuff that I bring out, it's on the Internet, people talking about it. And I'm the one, I don't really like to talk about people behind their back that much. We all do it a little bit, but, that's why I bring out some stuff. You say I shouldn't have said it on the air. Well, if I brought it out on the air, that means I done read it somewhere, I heard somebody talking about it, and I don't think nobody should be talking about unless they got the chance to defend themselves or they can come out on here and do it. Anyway, I want to say I hope I can get better dealing with Wild Man and Pro Stock Joe. We all got something good going on. We done got away from it. At first, we was all pretty good. I'll be the first one to say, I'm sorry. I'm going to try to do better with Pro Stock Joe and Wild Man. So with that being said, Tight Man, you and King, do what the hell y'all want to do.
Hey, Doc.
Hold on, we got one more. Damn. Hold on a minute. Got one more. We got to get it. 813-0977. Go ahead. Go ahead, Tight.
Hey, dog, I wanted to say this right here. They say Alicat gave the dude $500, right? The one that was bitching, right?
Hold up. I can't. I'm trying to get out of here. Every time I get out of somebody, click in. Because I want you to, you and King last. 334-6578. What's up?
Hey, Mr. Firefeed. Yeah, I've been trying to get in for everything you've been running your mouth. You won't be quiet long enough time I talk to them.
Come on, all you gotta do is push the one button and let it stay. Push everybody with the hand if I came to him five speed. I'm sorry, sir. Hold on a minute. Hold on. You gotta talk to Tight Man and King, though. I'm just listening.
I know I'm gonna talk to Tight Man. That's why I won't chime in on Tight Man. Tight Man, I apologize last week for telling you not to play that Sniper Dan song no more.
Uh-huh.
But I found out what Dog ass was doing. It was Dog doing it. Oh, you better not play that shit no more. God damn it. I was on the wrong man. You got me at the wrong man. God damn it. I found out that Tight Man.
Anytime you want to come on, though, you just like, man, you a racist racer, man. Anytime you want to come on, man, just hit the one button and stay there on my show. That's one thing about me. That's why I was cutting Tight Man off, and I didn't mean to cut him off. Anybody that got their hand raised, I'm going to get you in there, bro.
Yeah, but I was saying that. Then also, I want to mention, you know, I got a race the weekend on the 27th of this month, this coming summer, and my brother wrote a full car. It's got a big pie. It's got something for everybody. You're getting in where you fit in. It's got a 4-7 race, 5-7 hands up, 6-0 hands up, 7-0-8-0 hands up, grand racing, bike racing, whatever you want to do. And it's got a pro-mile big pie race that's got a 420 index on it. So if you don't want to show your time and you know you're a big bad grand racer and you don't want to participate in the race, but you can put your $2,000. The first $2,000 win, it's got to be a license car and it's got to be a door car. And if you're good enough to dial your car in on the first winner, come on and get yourself some. This Sunday, Mung Valley Motor Four Cars and Mung Valley Pilot Car, Mr. Car, see, quick 8 shootout.
All right, thank you. Hey, Tight Man, tell, ain't Mario them got a race somewhere this weekend, Tight Man?
Yeah, up there in Raising Short Dog, MRI.
All right. You and King got it. Go ahead.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look at here, dog. Let me say something first. Let me say something first, dog.
That's Dolomite. Hey, I want to say this here. Alicat gave the dude $500. And his reputation as a promoter is worth more than the $500. So don't beat him up by giving him that little shit.
No. You got to look at the big picture, Tag Man. You can sell the cousin that you shouldn't say it, though. Yeah, that make him stand good and seem like a big man, but he did that. That's going to make everybody that's got a problem with the track or the promoter to come up and try to get money from him. You shouldn't have said that. That's a bad present to set. We ain't beating him up. That's a bad present to set, though.
Yeah, but guess what, dog? Bad news travels faster than good news. And that's
well,
only
the bad news
on
already
done
travel. Going behind.
Okay, but guess what?
Putting bad money behind good money ain't doing no good.
But guess
what? What I'm saying is, man, you got your opinion, I got mine. In my opinion, in the picture, he shouldn't have did that because he just came to man for just because the man was disgruntled. It wasn't but one or two people talking that was on the board. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. It's just like King said, if the track had came and paid it, he should have did better by the track coming to pay it instead of Alicat doing it.
Yeah, but guess what? If he's a promoter and they have a successful event, in all it takes is one bad apple to spoil a bunch. So guess what? Tell him to eat that $500 the rest of his goddamn life and don't never come to another one of his races.
Well, see, he probably won. But that bad apple already spoiled it. He the one throwing poison. Like I said, of all the positive shit, he the one coming there trying to poison the type man. But go ahead. That's you and King. Y'all get it, man. I'm going to leave you alone.
Go ahead, King.
King,
where you at, King?
Yeah, I'm right here, dog.
That ain't none of that Dolomite. I can tell you that. That's Dolomite there. Anyway, all right, Tack Man, the team in there. Go ahead and take us out, Tack Man. I appreciate what you did, man.
Hey, I know. Hold on. Let me tell you this.
Oh, you. That's him there, man.
Hey, let me tell you this. I had it on mute, as y'all would say. Check this out. Pac-Man, Alicat gave the man the money. He shouldn't have gave him the money, but he did. You can't tell that man how he want to spend his money. But like you say, Dog say, everybody that have a bitch and crying is going to come to the promoter with that kind of stuff. But like you say, you got to learn the game. Hell, I done paid almost $6,000 to you guys trying to learn the game. But look here, I got something that I'm going to do on Tony Bond's show is that I'm going to try to make all mine up at one time, foot race for $10,000. If the man come to my steps, he going to have to step to my steps. Cause I can keep my $10,000 if you don't want it, and I need to hit, and I'm gonna run the distance I feel like winning. If he accept it, that's a done deal. So
don't
all I'm gonna tell
do
him,
it.
Dog,
do
and all the rest of them, put my song on for me and tell him don't do it. Now, black man, help me out with this.
Okay, before you do it, then, if you're going to put the song on, let Tack Man say it's final, then you put your song on.
Go ahead on, Pac-Man.
King Arthur, that's it.
All right, then, Pac-Man say he's satisfied, Pac-Man.
All right.
Go ahead, King.
Let me put that song on. Look here, all I can tell you, if you can't stand the heat in the kitchen, don't do it. Don't do it, y'all. And if you don't get them steps right, don't go in there fooling around, because I'm going to tell you again, don't do it. And he tied up. Don't do it. So look here. All I'm saying to all the grudge racers, say, man, get them some knowledge. And knowledge is skill and power. If you ain't got that, you really ain't got no knowledge. Ask him. And I'm through with it.
Be quiet, bro.
All right, y'all, that's it. King, go ahead. Let me hear the song. I want to hear the song. King, go ahead.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, we just can't hear it. I told you got to get it louder than that next time, King.
Huh? Don't do it. Huh? Come on, y'all. Tell him, black man. Don't do it. One more, black man.
Don't do it, King.
Hey.
We're going to get out of here. Bye, y'all.
Don't do it.